Today, Be'ezra Hashem learned Daf Mem Gimel of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics I learned about include Ezehu Tzur is Darkin, the form of the Darkin, a serpent-like creature. Bittel, it is permitted to benefit from an idol after it is nullified. The Gemara lists several details about this halacha, including Oivit Kechavim, Mevatel Avodas Kechavim Shaloi B'Shal Chaveri. A non-Jew can nullify his or another non-Jew's idol. Yedeh B'Tivit Shal Avodas Kechavim Shamshehu Mevatel. Only one who is familiar with idols and their worship can nullify an idol, but a child cannot. Avi kachav mevatel bal karcha, even if a non-Jew is forced to nullify an idol, it is nullified. The mus tsureis levana hoyloi l'remi gamliel. Gamliel had small forms or images of various moon shapes, which he would use as visual aids to help the witnesses in reporting their testimony accurately. The Gemara discusses various related prohibitions, including loisasun kidmus shamoshe hamishamshin lefanai. Do not produce replicas of any of my heavenly servants. Shamoshin she'efshal asoysin kamoysin. Not to make items that can be replicated exactly as the original, such as the heichal or its kalim. Shamoshin she'bemadar ho'elyon. Nor making various celestial beings that serve Hashem in the highest of the seven heavens, such as the various levels of malachim. Shamoshin she'bemadar ha'tachton. Nor making celestial bodies that reside in the second of the seven heavens, such as the sun, moon, stars, and constellations. You should not make an image of the sun, moon, stars, or constellations. Kelim mechubadin umavuzin, whether dignified or ordinary utensils with images engraved on them, are forbidden.